W252 DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. As Los Angeles County authorities investigate Saturday's mass murders of 11 people at a dance hall, there was another mass shooting in San Mateo County, California. 7 people shot dead at 2 agricultural locations around Half Moon Bay. Sheriff Christina Corpus.
This is a devastating tragedy for this community and the families touched by this unspeakable act of violence.
The suspect is in custody, said to be cooperating with investigators. Commenting on the dance hall massacre, Governor Gavin Newsom called the federal government irresponsible in its unwillingness to enact strict gun laws, something his state has not been bashful about doing.
We got serious about these things and led the nation on assault weapons bans, large capacity magazine clips, background checks on ammunition, waiting periods, and red flag laws, saving lives. But the federal government hasn't done it.
This is ABC News. Formerly a high-ranking FBI agent, he's been busted for allegedly helping a Russian oligarch. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
As a former special agent in charge of counterintelligence for the FBI's office here in New York, Charles McGonigal is one of the highest-ranking former FBI officials ever charged. Federal prosecutors said he tried to get a Russian oligarch, Oleg Deripaska, removed from U.S. sanctions. The indictment said McGonigal met with Deripaska in London and Vienna. He used to investigate Russian billionaires during his time in the FBI, so prosecutors said McGonigal should have known better than to do work with a sanctioned oligarch. If convicted, he faces decades in prison.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak took off his seatbelt in a moving government car for a social media video. After being made aware of the video, police fined Sunak an undisclosed amount. Sunak has apologized for his error of judgment. Gas prices on the rise again. The national average for a gallon of regular, $3.42, up 12 cents in the last week. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
Are you an experienced maintenance technician? Do you wish you felt valued at your current position? If you answered yes to both questions, then say yes to PepsiCo of Oshkosh. PepsiCo rarely has maintenance openings. Most employees have been there more than 14 years, but PepsiCo is hiring right now and has 3 openings for experienced maintenance technicians. As a global top employer 3 years in a row, PepsiCo pays way above average, and you can't beat the benefits. Free continuing education, tuition reimbursement, and an account balance pension plan, legit free money from the company to you. Plus, PepsiCo is committed to reducing the global carbon footprint through a PEP-positive corporate responsibility program. You're invited to the PepsiCo Job Fair on Wednesday, February 1st from 8 to noon, Thursday, February 2nd, 1 to 5 at the PepsiCo plant, 2541 West 20th Avenue in Oshkosh. Find more information at PepsiCoJobs.com or call 1-800-236-3720. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michael's trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it, but of course, Michael's corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen Monday through Friday from 2 to 3. It's Dueling Tangents.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. I was reminded of Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
I was reminded of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
You've kept up with the times. For example, you're fluent in texting.
Honey, what does IGTTSWA mean?
It means I'm going to the store, want anything.
If you can do that, you can definitely save for retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org for a quick 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach. Get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. And it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Check out aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school. But I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. Civic Media.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the third hour of our program. On the line with us, Dave Nyworth, the investigative journalist and staff writer over at Daily Kos. He's the author of Red Pill, Blue Pill, How to Counteract the Conspiracy Theories That Are Killing Us. DailyKos.com is the website, and also dnyworth, N-E-I-W-E-R-T, .blogspot.com. Twitter handle, David Nyworth, N-E-I-W-E-R-T. And Dave, welcome back to the program. You've written a couple of pieces here that I find absolutely fascinating, in particular this one about the Patriot Front members in Idaho who are basically blowing off the courts. Tell us about this.
Well, you know, we had the big arrests in June, on June 11th over at Coeur d'Alene, of the 31 Patriot Front marchers who showed up to try to raise hell at the Pride in the Park parade and event that they've had for 30 years in Coeur d'Alene without any incidents. And, you know, they arrested these 31 guys out of the back end of a U-Haul, and they came from all over the country, and it's a recent case because they're right now only facing state charges, state-level charges from Coeur d'Alene City prosecutors. And what they did was actually it was a federal offense, crossing state lines. To a conspiracy to riot while crossing state lines. And so I think a lot of folks are wondering, you know, why.
Is this Merrick Garland being reluctant to go after hardcore right wingers?
I don't think this is Merrick Garland. I think this is actually the U.S. Attorney's Office in Boise or Coeur d'Alene.
Oh, so they've got some right winger in that off? Biden appointee?
Well, I think, yeah, there could be very good reasons for not doing it if they felt they didn't have a solid case, mm-hmm. or a strong enough case. Then, as we've seen in many previous cases, including like the Bundys and Mel Hoover, losing these cases in federal court has a really kind of basically the catastrophic effect of actually encouraging and inflaming them. Mm-hmm. So it's possible that the U.S. Attorney's Office has chosen to try to offer as much support for the local prosecutors to try to get as stiff a sentence as they possibly can through Kootenai County Court process.
Yeah.
You do what you can to fight these guys. I'm reluctant to second guess it, but I think that there is some very serious concern that these guys are, basically at every step of the way, they've felt empowered to do. They feel they're bulletproof, the Patriot Front guys. Mm-hmm. And none of them have actually faced any serious legal consequences for this, other than the prosecutions in Coeur d'Alene. And even that, they're just, they only have to come in through Zoom. They may wind up just paying fines and doing probation.
Right. So from there, I'd like to move to this other piece that you wrote about powers. This is also in Daily Kos. Power station substation attacks often fit into neo-fascist terrorism blueprint, but sometimes they don't. Here, you know, I live in Portland, and in our neighborhood, as it were, this part of the Pacific Northwest, we've had a number of these attacks on power facilities. Yeah. Some of them appear to have been right-wing, inspired by right-wingers, and then you've got, you know, these guys who. This really rather pathetic case of this fellow who was apparently his wife was 8 months pregnant and he was out of work and he didn't have money. And so they thought that if they shot up the substation, it would kill the local power. And then without power, he could break into a local store and steal money and their alarm system wouldn't be working. Do I have that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's just kind of shows, I mean, the whole story, of course, has happened in Puyallup, which is south of Seattle, just sort of in the Tacoma area. And it's a little due east of Tacoma. And these two guys from Puyallup, they basically came up with this scheme of, you know, committing burglaries with the power stations shot out. So they shut out four power stations and, got caught pretty easily. You know, they weren't exactly the sharpest tools in the shed. Yeah. And so.
But they were imitating the right wingers. I mean, this is these right wingers setting the stage for this is probably the larger issue that we should be concerned with, isn't it?
Yeah. That's actually the bigger issue is that, right wing extremists have been demonstrating, you know, this ongoing interest in attacking the infrastructure in the Northwest. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we had a group of neo-Nazis that was busted, this was actually two Decembers ago, late December 2021, early 2022, these guys were planning to attack the power grid infrastructure to come over to Portland, actually, to commit assassinations of their political enemies. And fortunately, the FBI was very proactive in that case. And, caught those guys before they ever did anything.
Right.
And they're now all doing federal prison time. But the thing is, there have been this, that was a case where they didn't actually attack stations. And what we have seen is that since June of this year, with an attack in the town of Morton, which is just outside, sort of up by in the Mount St. Helens area, where somebody shot out a power station. And we've seen, we've had a whole string of attacks like this. One of them was at the Clackamas Dam power station, or was it one of the Clackamas substations? And, throughout the Northwest, we've seen a string of them. And they tend, apparently, you know, the investigators aren't giving us details of what it is they're attacking, which pieces of equipment they're targeting. Although I think it's pretty fair to presume that the primary piece that they're targeting is just the transformers themselves, as we saw.
If they can drain out the cooler, then they melt down, essentially.
And it causes... brings the system down, but there are other pieces of equipment, and this is all being laid out for them in this manual that's being distributed among right-wing extremists, neo-Nazi accelerationist types. who we monitor on Telegram and in other places, you know, making their terrorism plans.
So they believe online. if they shut down enough power systems that the American people will say, okay, I guess the government can't provide us with power anymore, and so we're going to tear down the government. But more than half of the electricity in the United States is privatized to begin with. I mean, it certainly is here in the Pacific Northwest. Right. I don't understand the logic. Are these guys living in a bizarre world, or is there actually some strategy that they're trying to employ that has worked someplace else in the past?
No. Well, Tom, what we're just talking about here is really the generic motivation of all domestic terrorists, which is that their intention isn't necessarily that they hope that in their wildest dreams that they will spark the great race war or something like that. Mm-hmm. But their larger strategy is to hollow out society from within, make people feel that the government no longer can protect them, no longer can provide them the security, no longer can keep the lights on.
Right.
At that point, you can just push the system over and right. offer to replace it with an autocratic system run by plutocrats, which is what is actually looming over us right now.
Right.
Anyway,
we will make the trains run on time, as Mr. Mussolini used to say.
Do what Mr. Trump says, or what Mr. Musk says.
Yeah, there you go. So. Dave Nywert, investigative journalist, staff writer at the Daily Kos, author of Red Pill, Blue Pill, How to Counteract the Conspiracy Theories That Are Killing Us, and dnywert.blogspot.com. Dave, thanks so much for dropping by. It's always great talking with you.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
My pleasure. And keep up the great work there on Daily Kos.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. It's 16 minutes past the hour. Going online without ExpressVPN is like using your smartphone without a protective case. I mean, most of the time you'll probably be fine, but all it takes is one accidental drop to make you wish you'd protected yourself. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network, your online data is not secured. Any hacker on the same network can steal your personal data, and it doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. A smart 12-year-old can do it. And your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal information on the dark web. ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so your sensitive data can't be stolen. ExpressVPN is so easy to use. Just fire up the app and click one button to get protected. Works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more. Go to expressvpn.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to get an extra 3 months free with a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/Tom, expressvpn.com/Tom. Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com, makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Louise and I are starting the new year just the way we finished it, with one great night's sleep after another, thanks to our Cozy Earth bedding. They are the softest, most comfortable sheets ever. Cozy Earth was founded to help transform lives by offering the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding in the world. And with over 5,000 five-star reviews on their website, they're clearly doing just that. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, such as the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. No wonder Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. And Cozy Earth bedding, which comes in six awesome colors, is super soft, lightweight, and temperature regulating, so you sleep more comfortably year-round. Whether it's luxury sheets, loungewear, pajamas, or plush bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Plus, Cozy Earth bedding comes in a beautiful reusable canvas tote, so get cozy now! Hurry, I can get you 35% off on Cozy Earth. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, and save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. And welcome back, 22 minutes past the hour. Just a quick note here. Nancy Braun is writing over at commondreams.org. We need housing for people to live in, not for corporations to invest in. Amen, Nancy. I've written about this numerous times. I rant about it regularly. But she points out that there's the home availability is decreasing, homelessness is increasing, and there is a relationship between these two things. And one of the reasons that there are fewer and fewer homes available to buy every year in the United States, thus driving up real estate prices, is because these giant corporations are coming in and buying homes and turning them into rental properties. She notes, according to the Wall Street Journal, in 2021, 200 corporations are aggressively purchasing tens of thousands of homes and even entire neighborhoods and jacking up the rents. For example, a BlackRock creation called Invitation Homes merged with another outfit as of 2021. This conglomerate owned 80,000 rental homes. In 2012, this outfit, also known as the Treehouse Homes, went on a buying spree where they were purchasing $150 million worth of homes every week, up to $10 billion. There is no plan to deal with this at the federal level, and we need one. This should not be the case. Housing is a human need, and it should be recognized as such rather than just a speculative purchase. And let's put that into law. It seems like this is the time to do it. Let's pick up some of your phone calls here. Clay in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Hey, Clay, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Going back to Charles Sauer, I wish we could do something or call these people out when they make these vague statements about how people want Biden to stop what Biden is doing and stop Biden spending and all this stuff, but Biden doesn't set the spending.
Or it's Congress.
And, yeah, and but they keep getting away with this. They, you know, they keep putting all this on Biden as if Biden himself is.
Well, it's because there's a presidential election coming in less than 2 years.
I know, but if we could stop letting them get away with it by saying, you know, what specifically did Biden do?
Right.
You know, and they just make these lies, these sweeping lie statements, and they keep getting away with it, and people believe them. So,
yeah.
That's my comment.
Well, I get it, and I understand, Clay, and probably I should have called Charles out on that, but there was just so much there. But, Clay, thank
sure,
you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Yeah, good talking
All
to
right.
you. Bill in Sierra Blanca, Texas. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind?
Hi, Tom. Yeah, I live about 80 miles from El Paso, Texas. Beto O'Rourke used to be my city councilman for 8 years before he became a congressman.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard a disturbing report yesterday on the television, or actually on the internet. Kelsey Warren of Energy Transport Partners, you know, Dakota Access fame, that pipeline, highly contested pipeline that made national news, is suing Beto O'Rourke for slander, libel, and business disparagement. Have you heard about that?
I did. I read the story about it yesterday, day before yesterday.
Yeah, well, you know, you might have read that Kelsey Warren, you know, he's great friends with our governor, gave them $1 million. He's being sued, for those that didn't see it, by Warren, because he had a campaign ad in November saying that Warren gave $1 million to Abbott while we were freezing out here, and he has a gas pipeline company,
right,
a huge one. And he's claiming that he's not a public figure. For those that don't know, a public figure is something like a politician or someone that's been in the news so much.
Yeah.
That,
well, technically,
that
I'm a public figure, you know, public.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Public figures can't sue for libel, basically. And so yeah. he's well, claiming well, that as just an average billionaire, he's not a public figure. He, you know, he may have a case.
No, he doesn't.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why real quickly. Two reasons. First off, because of all the publicity he's gotten over the Dakota Access Pipeline.
Right.
And two huge controversial pipelines here in Texas, he is, and I got sued similarly in federal court in 1998 by a sludge dumping company, and the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled after we appealed the lower court decision that this company was a public figure and had to prove actual malice.
Well, let's hope that's how it plays out. Bill, thanks for the call.
Program, call 202-808-9925.
It's 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. That's 800-334-5468.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800.
The Shop.
From Oshkosh to Green Bay and points north, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. As Los Angeles County authorities investigate Saturday's mass murders of 11 people at a dance hall, there was another mass shooting in San Mateo County, California. 7 people shot dead at 2 agricultural locations around Half Moon Bay. Sheriff Christina Corpus.
This is a devastating tragedy for this community and the families touched by this unspeakable act of violence.
The suspect is in custody, said to be cooperating with investigators. Commenting on the dance hall massacre, Governor Gavin Newsom called the federal government irresponsible in its unwillingness to enact strict gun laws, something his state has not been bashful about doing.
We got serious about these things and led the nation on assault weapons bans, large capacity magazine clips, background checks on ammunition, waiting periods, and red flag laws, saving lives. But the federal government hasn't done it.
This is ABC News.
Are you dreading going into work every day? Do you want a career where you can earn more and feel appreciated? If you answered yes, then Sigma Castings, a division of Sigma Engineered Solutions in Marcus Ann and Jackson, is your answer. They are more than a company. They are a family of dedicated experts that span the continents. Here are a few ways they make you feel appreciated. Entry-level pay is $18 an hour with regular performance reviews. After 90 days, you get 80 hours of vacation plus 11 paid holidays. They will give you a $2,000 sign-on, stay-on bonus. They offer a robust benefit package with low premiums and great coverage, and their 401k will blow you away. Now hiring first shift, Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. till 2 p.m. Start your new career today at Sigma Castings in Marquezan and Jackson. Find them on Indeed or call 920-260-8560 and wake up happy to go to work.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
They were going to show a video of Roger Stone recorded by Danish filmmakers.
Just Google Roger Stone Monopoly Man.
You remember the old Batman TV series? He looks like the Penguin.
It's like a bad costume for A Christmas Carol.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And I know that firsthand because I was in that every year as a kid. Always a street urchin, never a Cratchit.
That needs to be the title of your autobiography. Always a street urchin, never a Cratchit.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Always on the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in your mind, Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's in your mind, Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Or at She Can STEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on SiriusXM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour and picking up your calls here. Gordon, listening to us on Sirius XM in Los Angeles. Hey, Gordon, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thank you for taking my call. Love your show.
Thank you.
There was a caller that called in regarding, classified documents and the National Archives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I've heard a lot of callers and I've read a lot of tweets and stuff that people think that the National Archives is responsible for every document that's sent out, you know, classified documents sent out. And actually, they're not. I was in the United States Navy during Vietnam, and one of my jobs, I was a submarine broadcast operator. And also, I worked in my last assignment. I worked in an intelligence gathering unit.
Mm-hmm.
And bottom line, each unit that received classified documentation had their own procedures on how to deal with that document, how to file it, how to destroy it, how to simulate it, all of that. You know,
mm-hmm.
So. I mean, for example, in the 90s, you know, back at the time in the Navy, when I was in the Navy, they had, you know, teletype machines, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So Simpat Fleet sends out a top secret to all commands. Well, you know, it's probably about 2,000 units that might receive that, you know. And each one was for, and each unit or command had its own thing. We had something called a DNC-5, which was called the Communications Bible, you know, and it also had procedures. So the National Archives is not going to go around and take every document that's been sent out.
That's just where they go to retire, basically.
right. You know, I mean, I guess if somebody goes in like a library and gets one, and you know, maybe they want to see something top secret that was declassified in 1970 or something, they can go check it out. Then if they have to bring it back, then they have to do that. But you know, but they don't have to worry that these documents are just floating around, and you know, because the people are very responsible. We have one chief petty officer. It was his job to take those files, and if he had to destroy them, he would destroy them. He'd file them, and if they'd declassify them, he did all of that. So it's not like, you know, these documents just floating around.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, Gordon, and I think that there's no there. As Joe Biden said, I'm not at all concerned about Biden's mishandling classified documents. I am extremely concerned about Donald Trump stealing them and selling them to the Saudis and the Russians, and exactly. Or the possibility of that happening. I'm not asserting that that's what's going on, but I'm still wondering why his family got $2 billion. There's something skeezy going on there. Gordon, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Bob in San Jose, California. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Yes. What I was going to call about was you were talking about the people that were attacking power substations.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually different groups doing that. One are the gang and Shoot Straight. You were talking about some. We had one happen here in South San Jose, or actually just south of San Jose. It's called Metcalf Road, and you can look it up. It happened several years ago, but they took off manhole cover, cut a fiber optic cable that they knew was there, and then they attacked the transformers. This is a major node on the grid and would have darkened or put about half of the South Bay Area in darkness for a long time, because we're talking about transformers that weigh many tons that are very difficult to even move.
Right, much less replace.
Right. And say this was a commando style thing. And it was very lucky that they didn't hit quite the right things, but they tried.
Yeah.
And this is something different. And have to be careful, because, as I say, it's not only the guys that think they're going to shut off burglar alarms, but there's another group, small. But they're there, that have military tactics.
I have encountered these guys in my lifetime. I mean, you know, when I lived in Michigan, when I was a teenager in my early 20s, I knew guys in the Michigan militia, and they believed that if they could bring down society, they could rebuild a new society in the ashes of the old. And then I also knew people, you know, who I knew from SDS who went off and became left-wing anarchists, and they also thought if they could tear down society, they could rebuild it. And both of these groups were equally and are equally deluded. I mean, you know, if you want to change society, there are ways you can do that. But, you know, blowing up substations is not one of them. Bob, thank you for your contribution to the conversation. Pete in Huntsville, Alabama. Hey, Pete, what's on your mind today?
I'm not Pete, I'm Keith.
Oh, Keith, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'll fix that. So what's on your mind, Keith?
Let me say that I wanted to talk about freedom. How the right wing, especially the intellectuals, lionize freedom and pay no attention to equal opportunity. I think we need ideas that would feed an equal opportunity, improvements in equal opportunity, like better education, free college, maybe a maximum wage.
Good public transportation.
With inheritance taxes. The big ideas, I just want your impression on those ideas in particular.
I agree with you, and this was FDR's position, was that, you know, what we're doing by building infrastructure across the United States, and ultimately Dwight Eisenhower, a Republican president, completely agreed with him and expanded that with the Eisenhower Interstate Highway System. That by building, you know, physical infrastructure, by building intellectual infrastructure, the WPA built thousands of schools, tens of thousands of schools, in fact, across the United States, or over 10,000 anyway. And that what we are doing is we're creating the soil in which business can plant its roots. I mean, business requires this kind of infrastructure. Business requires an educated workforce. Business requires consumers who are making enough money that they can buy products because they have a certain skill set. And that's one of the jobs of government, is to provide that, is to provide that infrastructure for the both the intellectual and the physical infrastructure for a nation to work. And that's something that the right-wing billionaires, the libertarians, don't seem to understand, which, you know, continuously baffles me. But that's, you know, that's the very much the case.
Okay, well, I wanted to say, you know, how does that affect equal opportunity?
Well, opportunity, you know, opportunity is there or it's not. I mean, you know, discrimination, of course, diminishes the equality of opportunity. But you can't even discriminate if opportunity doesn't exist in the first place. Am I not making sense?
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Keith. Lori in Ocala, Florida. Hey, Lori, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I have a lot of things on my mind, and as always, it comes down to the swing of the pendulum. When the Republicans are in power, they change all the rules by holding back the pendulum, and they stack the Supreme Court and give corporations rights they shouldn't have. They give power to Second Amendment, including, you know, individuals carrying weapons of war. They systematically got the Civil Rights Act, so voting is a factor. Rewriting abortion laws to reflect their own religious values, like Sharia law, which we don't have in this country. I think that Biden has to put the swing back in the pendulum before it's too late. Earlier, somebody had mentioned that we should act now, and you said, well, unfortunately, we respond rather than anticipate. I think it's time that we anticipate worse. My proposition, if I may, is at the State of the Union, Biden needs to identify all these rights that the Supreme Court has altered on its own out of whole cloth.
Yep.
And he needs to do this forthrightly, and then he needs to announce that he is going to add 6 more justices immediately to give the rights back to the American people. These rights were taken away
I would love that. I guarantee you he's not going to do it. And you'll recall when Barack Obama tried to point out that the Citizens United decision was basically handing governance in the United States over to the billionaires, Sam Alito sat in the front row and mouthed, "You lie," at Barack Obama.
No. I know, and that was so offensive. It's time. There is no other time. Yeah. It needs to be done, and if they don't understand this situation in our country, the Supreme Court is literally gutting hundreds of years of progress.
I agree. I completely agree with you, Lori, and I would love to see the president do what you're saying. I can guarantee you it's not going to happen, but I would love to see it happen. Thank you for the call. Ted in Chicago. Hey, Ted, what's up? Thanks for listening to WCPT.
Hey, Tom. Thank you for this valuable platform. Hey, just wanted to say that I, as an independent contractor, I ended up putting in close to 80% of my Social Security, and that is so meager. You know, and I can't believe that people will talk about so easily talk about cutting Social Security that I work so hard for. There's never talk about cutting public sector pensions, Tom. Do people even understand the difference between a retirement plan and a public sector pension? Where, here's an example. Joe, who works for your suburb and picks up the dog poop, cleans up the parks, you know, noble guy, does some stuff, ends up making maybe 50 to 75K a year, retires with, you know, it could be close to 100% of his highest salary for the rest of his life paid for by our property taxes. And they're talking about cutting my 20 G's a year Social Security, where I put in 80% as an independent contractor. Why is there no talk? I talked to my representatives, and I've emailed you, and you said to call me, so here I am, and I appreciate it. How can we talk about cutting Social Security and Medicare that I worked my you-know-what off my whole life and put in close to 80% without talking about the gravy train that is public sector pensions, where people get almost 100% of their highest salary, where they got paid for their career while they were doing it.
The reason, in answer to your question, Ted, the reason why public sector pensions are so generous is because the public sector is the most unionized sector in the United States. And the unions have negotiated those programs. But public sector pensions and Social Security are completely different things. So,
they shouldn't be.
Well, you know, yeah, I don't disagree. I'm, you know, and in fact, there's, you know, the Social Security law specifically exempts a lot of public sector employees. Programs. Yeah, go ahead.
Want to hear the big answer, Tom? Is public sector pensions start from the top down with the lawmakers.
Okay.
They get them, right? Talk about the beautiful ones they get. And then all the way down to Joe, the poop collector.
Yeah, you know? There you go. Ted, thank you. Yeah, George Santos apparently told his roommate back a couple of years ago that if he could get just one term in Congress, he'd have a pension for the rest of his life and he'd have free health care. Actually, it takes 5 years in Congress to get those things. But, it does start at the top. Ted, thanks for the call. It's 47 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Exposing the con and conservative. We'll be right back. I'm starting the new year just the way I finished it, with one great night's sleep after another, thanks to my Cozy Earth bedding. They are the softest, most comfortable sheets ever. Cozy Earth was founded to help transform lives by offering the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding in the world. And with over 5,000 five-star reviews on their website, they're clearly doing just that. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, such as the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. No wonder Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. And Cozy Earth bedding, which comes in 6 awesome colors, is super soft, lightweight, and temperature regulating, so you sleep more comfortably year-round. Whether it's their luxury sheets, loungewear, pajamas, or plush bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Hurry, save 35% on Cozy Earth. So get cozy now. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, and save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your... Going online without ExpressVPN is like using your smartphone without a protective case. I mean, most of the time you're probably fine, but all it takes is one accidental drop to make you wish you'd protected yourself. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network, your online data is not secured. Any hacker on the same network can steal your personal data, and it doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. A smart 12-year-old can do it. And your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 a person selling personal information on the dark web. ExpressVPN creates a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet, so your sensitive data can't be stolen. ExpressVPN is so easy to use. Fire up the app and click one button to get protected. It works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more. Go to expressvpn.com/Tom to get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/THOM. expressvpn.com/Tom. 53 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Remy in Snohomish, Washington. Hey, Remy, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I called today because I wanted to talk about the recent episode of Real Time with Bill Maher. Did you catch it?
I did not. So what did he say? Or what did you want to talk
about? Okay, well, it's a good thing because it would have raised your blood pressure. He had Bill Barr, the former attorney general, right, on as his first guest.
Oh, God.
And for the people he had at the table with him was a conservative journalist very right-leaning, and a Republican House of Representatives. And it just seemed like I can't even recognize the show anymore. I was just wondering if you still think it's like a left-leaning show.
Frankly, I haven't watched it in probably 2 years. I haven't been on the show in a long, long time, and I know my sense of it the last time I was on was that I just kind of pissed off Bill. I think he's a brilliant guy. I think he's very, very talented. I have a lot of respect for him as a performer, and he's very thought. You know, he's a smart guy, but he's moved sufficiently far to the right of me that I've just kind of moved on. God bless
him. He's very funny.
Yeah, he is very funny.
I just wish he would have you on more.
Well, it's probably not going to happen. Remy, thanks a lot for the call. Linda in Auburn, Washington. Hey, Linda, what's up?
Hi. I just wanted to put a word in for why the Bible encouraged progressives to look into the Bible as to understand and to strengthen the parts that people that do read the Bible that are end up voting on the right, but they just to get progressives to understand there are really helpful things, especially when you read it through and you realize we focus on what Jesus said to love God, love one another, and we realize that we have lots of our residents. It could be 50 million or more that are, have Jewish heritage, and they understand the first five books of the Bible. Some of them read the whole Hebrew Bible, which is the Old Testament. But you get the fear of God in the first five books. And if you'll look at Numbers, for example, I think it's around 16.
Linda, I'm with you. We need to move beyond the Old Testament. I think read Matthew. Read the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 25. Karen in Louisville. Karen, I have got 40 seconds. You wanted to correct something?
Yes, I'm a public servant, retiree, and you got that a little earlier. I'm drawing about 50% of what I grossed when I was working.
Right.
And also, since mid-80s, one-third of our retirement plan, the Federal Employee Retirement System, includes Social Security. So we do have to put into that as part of our retirement.
Oh, interesting. So the caller earlier, I confess I know very little about this system, Karen. So the caller earlier was misinformed.
Yeah, and also one-third of it is a 401k plan, so you're heavily having to fund your own retirement as well as what they put in.
Yeah, okay. All righty, Karen, thank you. Thanks for that. Good talking to you. Okay, there's the music. That wraps it up for us. Thanks so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. That includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. There's so much we have to do between now and November of 2024. Wow. Anyhow, have a great afternoon. We'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, and be good to yourself and the people around you. You're it. Tag, you're it.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We have a full hour with Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley.
Yes, thank you for having me. So glad to be in studio.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
You know, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, whether you are a union member or a business owner, picking up your garbage has no partisan lines. Making sure people can get to and from work shouldn't have partisan lines.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, always on the Civic Media app.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.